Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basa, daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we are starting with the brand new Mishnah, more than halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basa Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And here we have an important rule in regards to Yerusha. Seder Nachlis Kachu. This is the order of Nachlis. This is the way the Yerusha goes. Who's first in line and who's next, and so on and so forth. The pasuk tells us Ishkiyamus Ben Enloi. If a man dies and he doesn't have a son, Vavartemus Nachlis Lebitoi, and you shall pass his Nachla to his daughter. What do we learn from here? Ben Kaidim Labas. That a son comes before the daughter. And here's a very important rule: Kol Yaitze Yerecha Shel Ben Kaidim Labas. All the descendants of a son come before a daughter as well. So let's use names that we all know. We have Yaakov, and he has a son Reuven and a daughter Dina. And Yaakov dies, so Yerusha goes to his son Reuven and not to his daughter Dina. And even if Reuven is not alive, if Reuven has children, the Yerusha goes to Reuven's children and not to the daughter Dina. And it's only if Reuven doesn't have any Yarshim, so then it goes to the daughter. The Mishnah continues, Bas Kedemes La'achin. A daughter goes before brothers, which means that the daughter Dina would get the Yerusha before Yaakov's brother Esav. And by the same token, any descendants of the daughter, in our case Dina, would get the Yerusha before the brothers. So if she's not alive, it would go to her descendants before it goes to Yaakov's brother Esav. On to the next step, the brothers of the Nifter come before the brothers of the father of the Nifter, which means that Esav would get Yaakov's Yerusha before Yishmael does. Yishmael is the brother of the father of Yaakov, and so Esav is going to get that Yerusha first. And by the same token, the descendants of the brothers of the Nifter come before the brothers of the father of the Nifter. And Zaklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol HaKadem Nachla, anyone that comes first, he's earlier in the order of Nachla, Yotzei Recha Kadmin, his descendants come first as well. If he's not alive, so it goes to his descendants before it goes to somebody who's next in line. Ve'o'av Kadem Uchol Yotzei Rechai, and a father comes before any of his descendants. Now, what the Mishnah just told us in the last line is that the Yerusha always goes upwards through the father's side. And I like to think of it kind of like a pine or a fir tree. You know how the trunk goes straight up, and at each level, there are branches that somewhat slope downwards? That's Yerusha. If the Nifter doesn't have any descendants, no sons or daughters or grandsons or granddaughters, so it goes up to his father. And if his father's alive, obviously he keeps it. But if his father isn't alive, then it branches downwards from his father. Namely, it goes to the Nifter's brothers and sisters and their children. And if there's no surviving relatives over there, it goes up a notch to his grandfather. And if his grandfather's not alive, then it branches down towards his grandfather's descendants, namely his father's brothers and sisters, meaning his uncles and aunts, and their children, v'chul v'chulu, it keeps on going like that. Talking about Tulsa Tanar Bun, we have a Brisa. The Pasuk says, Ben Ein Loi, if a man doesn't have a son. Ein Loi Ben. I only know from here that if he doesn't have a son, so then it goes to the daughter. Ben Ha Ben, what about the son of a son? I Bas Ha Ben, or the daughter of a son? I Ben Bas Ha Ben, or the son of a daughter of a son? How do I know the Yerusha is going to go to them first? Meaning the grandchildren or the great grandchildren of the Nifter are going to get it before his daughter. How long? That's because the Pasuk says, Ein Loi. And Ein is spelled with a Yud. Aleph Yud Nun. What do we learn from here? Ayein Alav. We should check about him. We should check into him to see if he has any living descendants. So Yaakov dies and his son Reuven had predeceased him. We're going to be me'ayin. We're going to look into Reuven to see if he has any descendants. Maybe he has a son or daughter. Maybe he has a grandson or granddaughter, and it's going to go to them first before it goes to the daughter, Dina, which is the example that we were using. And again, that's from the word ein, aleph yud nun. We're reading it as ayin to look into the person. And we continue discussing this. The pasuk says bas, it goes to the daughter, ein li ala bas. I only know it's going to go to the daughter. Bas habas. What about the daughter of a daughter, uben habas, or the son of a daughter, ubas ben habas, or the daughter of a son of a daughter. Minayin, how do we know it's going to go to them before it goes to other relatives? Tamalim, because the pasuk says, Ein Loi, if he doesn't have a daughter. And once again, we darshan it as Ayin Olav, we're going to look into him, or look into her, to see if she has any descendants. It's going to go to them first, before it goes to other more distant relatives. And Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis on top. Okay, Tzad, how does this work? Nachla Mashmash as Vaylech Hasad Reuven. The Nachla continues going all the way until Reuven. Now, the reason why we're using Reuven over here is because that's what we had used originally in our example, that we had Yaakov, Reuven, so on and so forth. And if you look in the Rashbam, he goes through a whole bunch of descendants of Reuven to say that one of the grandsons or great-grandsons or great-great-grandsons of Reuven died, and all these theoretical cases that there was no sons or daughters or grandsons or great-grandsons or brothers or cousins or uncles or aunts or who knows what, and so it keeps on going all the way up the chain until it gets all the way till Reuven, and we're just going to keep on climbing higher and then branching out until we finally find a relative which is somehow related, and then he's going to get the Nachla. And that's also what we had described in the Mishnah with our example of a pine or fir tree that we keep on going up and branching outwards. Now the Gemara just says, V'lema ad Yaakov. Why do we use an example of saying going all the way back to Reuven? Why not say that we go all the way back to Yaakov? Meaning if Reuven's not alive and he doesn't have any brothers, none of the Shvatim are alive and they have no descendants, so then it's going to go up to Yaakov and it's going to go to Yaakov's brother, Esav, so on and so forth, and maybe up to Yitzchak, v'chulu v'chulu. And the answer is, our Rabbi Abai tells us, Gemiri, we have a tradition, we have a Messiah, deloy kol shifta, that a Shevet is never going to be destroyed. And there is never going to be a situation that we're dealing with a Shevet, in our example, Reuven, and we're not going to be able to find some surviving member of that Shevet, no matter how distant he is from the Nifter, there's definitely somebody from Reuven that's alive, because a Shevet never is totally destroyed, never totally disappears. And there's no reason to mention Yaakov, because we're never going to get a situation that we're going to have to go back up to Yaakov. Someone from Reuven is definitely going to be alive, and of course that exists by Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, so on and so forth. We continue with another din of Nachla, Amrav Huna Amarav, Kol Omer, if anyone says, Tirash Bas Im Bas HaBen, that a daughter is going to inherit along with the daughter of a son, Afilu Nasi Sheb Yisrael, even if it was a Nasi in Am Yisrael, he was a Nasi, the leader. Ein Shem Eloi, we're not going to listen to him, She'enon Elamas Tzedukim, because this is only something that Tzedukim say. This comes from the Tzedukim, namely that Tzedukim held that if a man dies and there's two surviving relatives, his daughter and his son's daughter, they split it evenly. And what the Gemara just told us is that this is neged halacha, because as we've said, the descendants of one earlier in the Seder Yerusha come before the next in line. And we know that a son inherits before a daughter, and therefore the descendants of the son with the Nifter inherit before the daughter of the Nifter. Therefore, in our example, Reuven's daughter would inherit before his sister Dina. And the Tzedukim say not like that. And if someone comes along, even if he's a Nasi, to tell us not like that, we don't listen to him. Because again, that's just what the Tzedukim say. And how do we know this? Itanya Vibrasa tells us, Barabav Esrim Beteves, on the 24th of Teves, Tavanul Dinana, we went back to the original din. We know the Megillah's Tainus are a number of minor Yom Tovim listed in which it's Asr to fast on, and these were kept during the second Beis HaMikdash, and one of them was the 24th of Teves, and that's because on that day we went back to the original din. What was the story? Shayit Tzedukim Aymrim, because the Tzedukim used to say, as we just said, Tirash Bas Im Bas HaBen, that the daughter of the Nifter splits the Yerusha evenly with the daughter of the son of the Nifter. And Nitbal Hen Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai engaged them in conversation. Amar Lahem, he asked them, Shaitim, fools, Minayin Zalachem, where do you get this from? What's your source? V'loi Haya Adam Shechziru Davar, and none of the Tzedukim responded anything, because they didn't have anything smart to respond with. Chutz Mizakin Echad, except for one Zakin, one elderly Tzduki, Shaim Fatfait Kenegdai, and he started speaking in response to Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, V'Aymer, and he said, what do you mean we have a Kabbal Chaymer? Umma Bas Benoi Habami Kayach Benoi, just like the daughter of the son, she's coming from the Kayach of the son, Tiroshenu, she inherits. Well, Bitoi, the daughter of the Nifter himself, Habami Kayachai, she's coming from the Kayach of the Nifter. She's not coming from the Kayach of the son of the Nifter, she's coming from the Kayach of the Nifter himself. Shouldn't she for sure inherit? And that's why it's split 50-50. And in response to that, Kara Olav as a Mikra Azeh, Rabbi Yechim Zakai said the following Pasuk, Eile B'nei Seir HaChayri, Yoshvei HaAretz, these are the sons of Seir HaChayri, who dwelled in the land, Loitan V'Shevel V'Tzivayin V'Ana. And so focus on these last two names, Tzivayin and Ana, both of them were sons of Seir. Uksivayin, another Pasuk says, Eile B'nei Tzivayin, these are the sons of Tzivayin V'Aya V'Ana. And so there's something confusing over here. On one hand, Ana is listed as a brother of Tzivayin, a son of Seir. On the other hand, he's listed as a son of Tzivayin. What's going on? Ella rather, Mlame, this teaches us, Shabbat Tzivayin al Imai, Tzivayin had relations with his own mother, V'Hailin Ana, and he had Ana. Therefore, Ana was both Tzivayin's brother and son. And that means that Ana was Tzivayin's son, but Seir's grandson. He definitely wasn't Seir's son. But Lamaisa, in the first pasuk, he was listed as a son. And so we see, says Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, that a grandson is like a son. And it's the same thing for a granddaughter. Asking her, why is that arrive? Adomotre Ana Havu. Maybe there was two Anas. Maybe one Ana was a son of Seir, and another Ana was a son of Tzivayin. And as an answer to this, Amar Rabba tells us, Amina Milson Deloy Amar Shvar Malka. I'm going to say something that Shvar Malka didn't say. And Umanu, who is Shvar Malka? Shmuel. It's referring to Shmuel. Shvar Malka was really a Persian king. It's just that Shmuel was sometimes called that because we always pass like Shmuel and Dine Mamanis, the same way that if Shvar Malka says something in regards to Mamanis, you have to listen to him. And again, some say that it was Amar of Papa. Or if Papa was the one that had said, Amina Milson Deloy Amar Shvar Malka, I'm going to say something that Shvar Malka didn't say. And Umanu, who's the Shvar Malka that Rav Papa is referring to? Rabba, it's Rabba. And either which way, what's this thing that was said? Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, Hu Ana, he's Ana. Now, what's that mean? Hu Ana? Hu Ana de Meikara, it's the same Ana that we mentioned previously. And therefore, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka's understanding is correct. It's someone who was by his mother and had Ana. Memela, Ana was really Seir's grandson, but he's listed as a son. And so we see that a grandson is just like a son, and that means that a granddaughter has the same din as well. So only the Tzugi responded to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Rabbi, Bekachat Abaitreini, with such a thing, you're trying to send me off? You're trying to potter me and get rid of me with such an answer? I agree with you, the grandson of the Nifter has primacy over the daughter of the Nifter. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just arguing that a granddaughter of the Nifter does not have primacy over the daughter. Argument's not about a grandson, it's about a granddaughter. So Amalei Rabbi Yechim responded to him, Shaita, you fool. Kufta Zahin Amar Alf on top. Our whole and complete Torah shouldn't be and isn't like your foolish chatter. In other words, Rabbi Yechim Zakkai was telling him, I don't have to respond to everything that you're saying, and I don't have to give you valid answers. Your Sicha Batela, your silly, mindless talk that you have, doesn't even hold a candle to our Torah, so I really don't have to respond to you. And in truth, the reason why Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai didn't respond with a stronger thing, which we're going to see in just a moment, is because he didn't want to teach a Tzduki how to think properly in Svara. But now we actually have the real response of why the Tzduki's Kavach Chaimer is not valid. Because Malabas Benoi, if we look at the daughter of the son, the granddaughter of the Nifter, Shekein Yafa Kaicha B'makam Achin, she has a strong Kayach in place of the brothers. Namely, when we have a father with a bunch of sons, and the father passes away, so the Yerusha gets split evenly between between the sons, and even if one of the sons had predeceased the father, if he has a daughter, his portion is going to go to his daughter. So she's Yafa Kaicha b'makam Achin. Even when her father has brothers, she still gets her father's portion of the Yerusha. Well, Tamar b'Bitay, are you going to say the same applies to a daughter of the Nifter? Shehura Kaicha b'makam Achin. She doesn't have a strong Kayach when there's brothers there. When a father dies and he leaves over sons and daughters, the Yerusha only goes to the sons and not the daughters. So you see that a daughter is on a lower level than a granddaughter. V'nitzchom and their Abanim won, they defeated the Tzdukim, v'aysa yoyim asu yomtif, that day they turned into a yomtif, because the Tzdukim at that point in time actually had power, and they were able to enforce splitting the Yerusha between a daughter and a granddaughter, and on that day, since the Tzdukim didn't have anything to respond to Rechem and Zakai, the din went back to its original state that the granddaughter gets everything and the daughter doesn't get anything, and that's why they turned it into yomtif. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.